Mel Fisher after the green and white defeat Sioux Central on their home field 10-4 win for the Tornadoes. Coach, after Sioux Central scores first in the top of the first, you answer back nicely, six runs in the bottom half to seize control, and then another big inning of four runs in the third.
Yeah, we came in after that first inning. We just told them one run's, we have to score to win anyway, so one run's not going to hurt us. And, you know, we've been really telling the girls be aggressive on the base paths, and we did that in that first inning. And we know from the past that when you put a big spot up like that, it's hard to come back from. It kind of takes the wind out of your sails, and I think we kind of did that to them tonight.
And you pick up your fourth win in the process. And last Friday, getting that win at Emmitsburg to get a Lakes Conference victory, it had been a few years, so nice to get that monkey off your backs. And then getting another Lakes Conference win against Spencer earlier this week, definitely huge for the ladies.
Yeah, very big. And we told them tonight it's amazing what wins does for their confidence. We just watch them step up to the plate with a whole new level of confidence that they're actually wanting to hit the ball. And defensively, we feel like we can make every play possible. And, you know, wins do great things for kids, and they're fun to watch play right now, and they're fun to coach. And commenting on a great crowd, we haven't seen that in a few years, where we've got more than our own parents here. We've got students here, we've got community members here, and it's nice to see that the girls are getting the support that they deserve right now.
Yeah, the defense has been coming along. I had you playing airless ball here tonight, and Maddie Gaffney going the distance and did not walk anybody. That's big. Her control has been right there. Talk about the job she's done to this point.
She's had a great season. You know, you can tell she's a veteran. She's been there forever. We joke with her that every place we go, they're like, man, Maddie Gaffney's still there. Because she's thrown almost every inning for us since she was an eighth grader. And, and you know, I'm proud of her and really happy that she's getting these victories now. Because she's always thrown well, and we just maybe haven't had the defense to back her up or the offense to support her. And, you know, we're kind of getting the whole package now, and it's nice for her. She's stuck with us, and she's been really the backbone of the team for 5 years, and she's getting rewarded now.
And Maddie chiming in with a hit and an RBI tonight. Mm-hmm. And your two eighth grade starters, Skylar Cole and Jaylee Butler, combining for five RBIs tonight, as Jaylee went 3-for-3. Skylar had a hit. So how about the youth movement that you've seen step up?
Yeah, it's nice. Those two definitely like to swing the bat. They're not afraid to get up there and take some hacks at it. And they've both been hot this last week. They've been putting the ball in play, especially Jaylee. Skylar's had great at-bats all year. It's nice to see, because they're only going to get more confident, and they're just going to get better as they get older. And I'm excited for what they've got, the future they have.
On that note, how's the JV and the freshmen been doing this year?
You know, JV and freshmen, we're winning games, and that's the big thing for us, is we're trying to just preach to the kids that it doesn't matter who's out there, doesn't matter how much playing time you're getting, is a win's a win for us right now, and that's what we're looking for. And our freshmen won a slugfest 20-18 earlier this week. They won another one up in Spencer. They've won twice this week. Our JV won tonight. We're just seeing wins. It's kind of becoming something that we're getting used to, and it's nice.
Yeah, well, varsity winning their fourth of the year tonight over Sioux Central, and tomorrow at ELC. Mel, good luck then, and thanks a lot for stopping up. Congratulations.
Thanks, Ryan.